Did you see the rumor last week? Not even a rumor. I mean, just straight up city leaders report, and some people from the WNBA expressing interest as Kansas City as a possible expansion team. WNBA is looking to expand, and multiple people inside the WNBA think Kansas City would be ripe for it. Look, I've been asking for an NBA or an NHL team for a very long time. I'd love a WNBA team here. That'd be fun. Fun. The only problem is, do they set it up in a way? I want it to be set up like NHL expansion, where they're just like, you're good right away. You know, because expansion teams, you know, this is in some leagues, dude, it could take you forever to be relevant. I don't have to wait forever for the team in Kansas City to be relevant. I want them to have a chance right away.
Yeah. So I know where, I mean, this is this, we are in the kind of, I don't know what's the, not golden era, but certainly it's the time frame, whether it's the KC Current or the WNBA, where there is a huge surge in interest in women's sports, more than we've ever
seen. From viewership, dollars.
More than we've ever seen, and it's only going to continue. The same question I would have about the NBA or NHL still applies here. You know, can a city support a third, more than a third, but fifth
pro sports team.
Yeah, pro sports
team. They do great with the Current. They do great with sporting over the years. Yeah. Kansas City and the Royals have
support. I just renewed my season tickets for next year for the KC Current. So this is not an anti, like, oh, not supporting. No, I literally have season tickets to the KC Current. I would wonder how much the city would support a WNBA team. I think it's a valid question. I don't have the answer. I would question on a nightly basis. Like, for example, the WNBA finals, ratings were up 100-something%, which is incredible. It still was 1 million people on average. You know what I mean? Like, there's numbers, percentages look great, but what's the sustainability of that? I don't know.
I think having Caitlin Clark, and this is the truth, having a mega star that everybody knows will continue, that can lead you for a little while. And I think that's what we saw in the growth in women's college basketball as well, is they had the better stars than they had better name recognition for their stars than the men's teams did last year. But I mean, it just kind of depends.
It's interesting. Like, women's
Kansas
soccer
done such a good job supporting the Current. I would think they could support it.
I think so.
Everybody's like, for me, women's soccer is way more entertaining to me personally than watching women's basketball at the professional level. College hoops, the whole Caitlin Clark stuff in the tournament was incredible.
You just mean as a product.
As a product, yeah. So that's just me. I tried watching some of the WNBA earlier this season. I gave it even more of a chance because of the Caitlin Clark effect. We talked about that. Would it lead to new viewership? It got me for a couple games this year.
I watched more women's college.
But that was it. It was like a handful of games.
I've never even seen a dribble of a WNBA game, and I've seen some now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is working. The effect is there.
I do think the fact that they only play 40 games during the regular season, it's during the summertime. So there's not too many games. There's no real back to backs like that. It doesn't feel like you're having if you go to games, like, you might end up going to, I don't know what the ticket, I mean, sure, tickets are for when the Fever are here, obviously it would be nuts, but I think it would be popular along the lines of what the Current have done. Obviously not, you know, they need to have the success there, but they only play 40 games, so I think you're not going to be oversaturated with too many games going on in a season. It's enough to follow it, get into it for the summertime, and then be done.
See, I just disagree with this. Someone says, we have a championship-level team. I'm assuming you're talking about the Current.
Yeah.
And no one pays attention. You don't see stickers on cars. You don't see people wearing shirts. I see people
wearing shirts all the time.
KC Currents all the time.
Yeah.
Their gear is fan. Tad, they get the best. I'll say
the color scheme's
best color scheme in the city.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it is a great design work.
They've just done a really good job with their marketing, and it's been a success. They sold out every game and all that. That is all true. It will be interesting to see. I think there's a real chance we do get into WNBA team.
But they play T-Mobile?
Absolutely.
Just checking.
They would have to.
In the article, I think they mentioned T-Mobile as the spot. I wonder if would them actually getting the WNBA help. I don't think it would land an NBA team or convince you to do that, but I think in terms of that building,
the fan support, how well it does could, you know,
that facility being used in that professional, I guess, setting in that environment, as well as the fan base and people getting on board with it, I think would help certainly.
Yeah, if the city really supported that league, I agree with you. I think it would potentially catch the attention of you know, NHL or NBA, et cetera. Mm-hmm. There's some truth to that, but we'll see. It's definitely sounds like there's some traction there for this to happen at some point in the next 2-3 years.